Our planning committee, first of all, listens to all of your input. We look at your surveys, and most importantly, what we love is the suggestions for topics for the following year. And we take all those topics into consideration in planning. No hotter topic today, particularly in Texas, than the issue of unionization. Our two speakers are going to talk to us about the legal framework under which employees have the right to organize, rights of employers when employees want to unionize, and best practices. We have two people, both subject matter experts in the labor and employment area, and let me introduce them. My first, my panelist here to my immediate left is Rufino Gaitan. The most fun thing about this job of being a presiding officer is getting to read the CVs and the comments that people make in them, and I always love to point out fun things about them. Rufino has extensive experience in OSHA compliance and in matters before the EEOC. He began before law practice. He served in the U.S. Army Reserve, including a year-long tour in Iraq. During that time, he received an Army Commendation Medal and Combat Action Badge. But what's important to me is what he lists as really his biggest challenges, not his tour of duty in Iraq, and thank you for your service, but no, what he faces every day from his two sons and two daughters, whom his CV says keep him in line. So I love that. Amy Inman, if somebody can be at the center of the storm, at the eye of the storm, it is Amy Inman. She is with Ascension, and she is in Austin, and has recently, of course, as people have read about, in everything from Modern Healthcare to the Wall Street Journal to Law 360 to Becker's, has recently been through a unionization fight. So she brings very topical insights and solutions. Welcome our panel. Thank you.
Well, good morning. Can everybody hear me? Yes, okay, perfect. Good morning, and thank you for being here with us today. As Yvonne said, I'm Rufino Gaitan. I've been practicing exclusively labor and employment for almost 14 years, and I practiced 10 of those years in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where there was a lot of union activity. So when I moved to Texas, I was a little concerned about how my practice would develop. But thankfully for me, not so much for all of you in the audience, union activity has certainly picked up over the last, five or so years in the state of Texas. Amy, of course, is at Ascension's Director of Legal Services, and as Yvonne said, she has been in the thick of all of these issues coming, to the forefront for you as healthcare providers, healthcare employers. So I hope that you find this information useful. If during the presentation you have any questions, feel free to chime in and ask your questions. We'll try to reserve some time at the end as well for questions, but feel free to interrupt us throughout if anything comes to mind.
So, yes, I'll. Ascension, actually, for those of you who don't know, has in Texas, we have facilities in Austin and in the Waco area. And so this time last year, I was sitting where you sit and flipping through conference agendas and thinking, wow, this one's on labor issues. I can certainly duck out and make some phone calls, because what does a Texas attorney need to know about unionization and labor issues? Unions aren't going to come to Texas. I just didn't think it was an issue. So fast forward a couple of months, June, July, we got a petition for one of our hospitals for a union election, and it was National Nurses United, which is one of the bigger nurses unions based out of California, and they're pretty active, and they're working on growing their footprint in the South. So over the last year, I've learned a lot about this, and I'm hoping I can give you some tips that can maybe put you ahead of the game, and maybe you won't find yourself in my position, and I can certainly give you my lessons learned. So that's why I'm sitting here. He's a subject matter expert. I'm sitting here because of a bad circumstance.